We're here on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom of the Amud. Let's just recap a few things about Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that from the pasuk Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, the word Kol is a ribui to include Taroves Chametz in the Iser Lav of Lo Sochelu. And the Gemara wants to know, why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer go one step further and use the extra word kol in the previous pasuk? It says kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrasa. So if machmetzes is a reference to taroves chametz, then it should be included in the Iser Kares. And the Gemara tried to suggest that perhaps the word kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrusa is not a ribui for taroves chametz, but rather it's a ribui for noshin. And that leads us to the Gemara for today, noshin, which you'll see three lines up before the end of the Amud. So the Gemara asks the following. Noshim, I don't need a pasuk kol to include noshim in the iser of chametz. Mid Rabbi Yehuda Marav Nafka, we have a general rule that applies to all lavim in the Torah. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, v'chein tonet debei Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kra. Now this pasuk is at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar with regard to the case of Asham Gzelos, which means a person stole and then he took a shvua, a false oath, to the effect that he denied the theft, and then he came around and admitted the theft. He has to have a kapara. And the Torah says, Dabar el b'nei Yisrael, ish o isha, ki asu mikol chatos ha'odom. And then the end of the pasuk says, lim'ol mal b'ashem v'yashma ha'nefesh ahi. And the pasuk went out of its way to include a woman, ish o isha, and that equates noshim with anoshim, as far as the chiv karmon, in the case of me'ila of asham gzelos. And the Gemara, in the name of Rav, quotes this as a binyan av, to extrapolate a general rule that women are compared to men and equalized with regard to lavim. Hishva hakosuv isha le'ish l'chol onshim sheba Torah. That a woman is obligated in all and enjoined by all the lavim, and she'll be punished the same way a man is punished if she violates the lavim. And this applies to every losase that has an onesh, for example, malchus or kares. So from this pasuk, in the case of achilas chametz and the onesh kares thereof, we're going to include women as men. I don't need a special pasuk called ochel machmetzes v'nichrasa as a ribui to include nashim in the iser chametz and the iser kares of chametz, because women are equated to men with regard to all onshim sheba Torah. So that when we distinguish between men and women in terms of the mitzvah satorah, we're not talking about the mitzvahs lo saseh, but rather about the mitzvah saseh. And within the context of mitzvah saseh, we talk about zman groma, we talk about shalom zman groma, women are included, they're not included, but as far as lavim is concerned, we don't know of any distinction between men and women. Now again, you might ask, well, maybe this pasuk is referring only to a karbon, and it seems like a little bit of a jump and a gap to derive onshim from a karbon, but the Torah added three words over here, mikol chatos ha'adam. And those three words, mikol chatos ha'adam, it doesn't just say isha isha, kiyam ol mal b'ashem, including women in the karbon, but it goes on and says, mikol chatos ha'adam, chatos ha'adam, refer to all sins, all violations, including those that are not in the parasha of and did not generate a karma. So once again, just to summarize, since Rabbi Eliezer derives from the pasuk kol machmetz lo sochelu that is a lav for Tarovus Chametz, he excludes Tarovus Chametz from Kares, because it says why does he exclude Tarovus Chametz from Kares when it says in the Pasuk, Kol Ochel Machmetzes V'Nichrusa, the same kol that he saw before, Kol Machmetzel Sochelu, should be a ribui for the Onish Kares? And the answer is, he needs the Pasuk Kol for Nashim, to include Nashim in the Iser and the Chiv Kares of Chametz, implying that without the word Kol, we would have assumed that women are exempt from the Isur Chametz. Well, that doesn't make any sense in light of the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, that Hishva Kosev, Noshim La Noshim, L'chol Chatos Ha'odom, L'chol Onshim Shabbat Torah, women would be included in Chametz like they're included in all Lafim. They'd be included in the Kares for Chametz like they're included in all Noshim by virtue of this parsha of Karman Asham Gzelos, where the Torah went out of its way to say Ish O Isha Mikol Chatos Ha'onom. So the Gemara answers Itzrich, that I might take the Iser V'Achilas Chametz out of the bag, it would be the exception to the rule, and although women are included in all Lavim Shabbat Torah, I might think that women are excluded from Chametz. And why is that so? And here we turn to Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Salke Daitech Amino Ho Eluksiv. In the Parsha of Iser Chametz, in Parshas Re'eh, it says, Lo Sochal Olav Chametz. Shivas Yomim Tochal Olav Matos. In one breath, the Torah formulates the Iser Lav of Achilas Chametz and the Mitzvah Say of eating Matzah. This creates a Hekesh between Achilas Chametz and Achilas Matzah. And therefore, Kol Sheyeshno Bekum Echol Matzah Yeshno Bebal Tochal Chametz. Only those who are included in the Mitzvah of Matzah are included in the Iser Chametz. Hani Noshi, Hoel, Velesnehu, Bikum Echol Matzah. Right now the Gemara doesn't know a special ribui to include women in Matzah. And after all, logically, we would assume that women, just like they're potter from Sukkah, or Lulav, or Shofar, they're potter from Matzah, because the Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. And now that the Torah set up a Hekesh between the Iser Chametz and the Mitzvah Achol Matzah, if women are excluded from the Mitzvah Achol Matzah by virtue of Zman Groma, then they would likewise be excluded from the Iser Achilas Chametz. Tahavi Lei, because in the case of Matzah, Mitzvah Saseish Zman Groma. Now it's interesting. You could define Matzah as a Mitzvah Saseish Zman Groma for one of two reasons. Usually we say that a mitzvah seishas man groma means that you're not constantly chayiv in the mitzvah. There's a time that you're potter from the mitzvah. Like, for example, if tzitzis does not apply at night or tefillin, then we say it's a mitzvah seishas man groma. But there's a more fundamental category of mitzvah seishas man groma. And that means not when there's a zman a potter, but when the whole mechayiv of the mitzvah is the zman. And in the cases that we mentioned earlier, and certainly matzah would fit into that pattern, the zman itself is machayev the mitzvah. And therefore, women who are excluded from mitzvah seishas man groma would likewise be excluded from the mitzvah achol matzah. And ipso facto, they would be excluded from the iser achilas chametz. You know, it's interesting, in the logical progression, in this interdependence between matzah and chametz, we might have suggested that we begin logically with the Iser Achilas Chametz, and then as a secondary, we have the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. If women are included in the Iser Achilas Chametz by virtue of Hikish Therefore, maybe we should be mechayev them in matzah. And not only that, the Isra Achilas Chametz appears first in the pasuk, and the mitzvah of matzah is a secondary mitzvah. So the losas of Chametz, which is a chomer, it's an Isra Karis, is first in the pasuk. But the Gemara assumes that when you have a hekesh, then you have to be able to apply the hekesh in both directions. And if we apply the hekesh from the direction of matzah to chametz, then women who are exempt from matzah should be excluded from the Isur chametz. And now I need the pasuk kol machmetzes, kol ha'ochel machmetzes v'nichrisa, to include the women. And here he says the following, quoting a sefer called Halicha Solom. He says, kol shnei dvarim shenismichu b'pasuk echad, whenever you have two things that are included in one pasuk, hukshu, they've been compared, kidei lamdom zemize v'zemize. You derive in both directions. Now, in the case of the first night of Pesach, there's an obligation to eat matzah. The balance of Pesach, that means from the morning of Tesvav until the end of Pesach, there's no chova, there's no obligation to eat matzah. And therefore, it's very interesting when the pasuk says Shivas Yomim Tochal Olav Matzos, you get the impression that there's a mitzvah of matzah for all 7 days, Shivas Yomim, but that's not really true. And this is based on sugyas at the end of Masechet Pesachim, that there's only a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. So when the pasuk says Shivas Yomim Tochal Olav Matzos, that can't be Kum Echol Matzah. Kum Echol Matzah implies a chiyuv to eat matzah. Although again, one night, you know, let's say it would be 1/14 of Pesach, there is a Kum Echol Matzah, but that we derive from another pasuk, by Erev Tochlu Matzos. This pasuk is addressed really exclusively from beginning to end to the Isra Achilas Chametz. When the Torah says you should eat matzah for 7 days, it means that's a reshus. If you want to, you have to avoid chametz. That's upgrade. But now you want to know, so what should I eat if I'm not eating chametz? Eat matzah. Matzah is the flip side of chametz. That's all. But the language of our Gemara, and not only that, the logic of our Gemara, that this pasuk and the hekesh therein is referring to kum echol matzah, that's a little bit of a strange premise. But when the pasuk is addressing not chova kumachol matzah, but rather reshus. So I just want to quote to you the Pnei Yoshua. He writes, afal pishein chovas achilus matzah b'shara yomim mikol makom efshar lomar aleim yeshnam b'kum echol matzah kevon shaposuk nemar b'loshen tzivui shivas yomim tochlu tochal olav matzahs. Honestly, I think the question is better than the answer, but his answer is that the language of the pasuk in its formulation indicates a imperative of kum echol matzah. And that gives us the right to generalize as if the pasuk was talking about chova, and therefore through the equation between chametz and matzah in this pasuk to derive the conclusion that women are excluded from chametz. Now, the source for women being excluded from Mitzvah Seishas Mein Grama, which the Gemara is now applying to Matzah, is the Mishnah in Masechet Kiddushin. And the Gemara derives from Psukim. And honestly, I never understood why the Rishonim try so hard to come up with some rationale. And you get the impression that they were working on a halachic level, not just on a drasha level. So, for example, it's famous in the name of the Avraham that the reason why women are excluded from Zman Groma is because Isha Mishubedis Labaila. She's too busy serving her husband. If it was a Zman Groma Chiyuv, then if her husband would need her help at that moment when she's obligated in a mitzvah that Zman Groma, she would not be able to fulfill her mitzvah and her Shibud Labayla. So that's the Avodrom. Again, how does that explain a case where a woman is not married? I don't know. You know, you're dealing with Lo Plug Doraisa, that since the Torah, in the case of a married woman, exempted a woman from Zman Groma mitzvah because of a Shibud Labayla, therefore, ipso facto, we have to apply that to every single woman, whether she's married or not married, to a Naira or an Albana, a Grusha, whatever it might be. So I find this very strange. In my mind, you know, it's Begeder Darshina and Taimi Dekra, which is a good subject for a Drusha. Although sometimes I think that the drushas today should not focus on the shibud of a wife to a husband, maybe the other way around. You know, what could we do for our, you know, what could a husband do for his wife? Now, as a general rule, when we have two possible drushos, yeah, I'm sorry, Rabbi. You have to unmute yourself.
You raised the problem. Hold on. You raised the issue about learning from Mitzvah Sasiyas and Shazman Rama to Bal Tocha. But why not the other way around? Why don't we learn from the Bal Tocha to the Mitzvah of eating matzah?
Right, that's going to come in the Gemara right around the bend.
Why does the Gemara choose only one direction and not the other direction?
Right, so listen to the rule of thumb. When you have a possibility in a hekesh to go in one of two directions, and both are valid alternatives, and you don't know, like flip a coin, which direction should I go? So the rule is, darshim lechumra velo lekula. That's a sugya mesechta yivamis on daf ches. That if you have a hekesh, and it could be that the hekesh is being makil, because if you compare beat, if you compare A to B, then it's a kula. Whereas it could be that the hekesh is a chumra, because if you compare not B to A, but A to B, it's going to be a chumra. So we always go lechumra. So the Sefer Yireim, that's one of the... one of the Bali Atosu says, why in this case, when you could flip a coin and go one way or the other, you have hikesh hakosuv, isha lishu kolonshu shema Torah, and you have on the other end a p'tur of mitzvah seishas mein groma, why are you implementing the hekesh l'kula, it should be a hekesh l'chumra. And he says the following, kan, dafka, hayinu svurim lidrosh is a hekesh l'kula, ulafotra mi isra achilas chametz. This is the exception to the rule that's formulated by the sugyan yevamos. Hoil, v'darko shal aposuk, Shesofo mefaresh tchiloso. Again, this has to be studied, you know, as a separate topic and searched throughout Shas to see if his rule can be upheld. But the Urayim is of the opinion that if you have a choice in which direction to go, and it's in one pasuk, it's not a hekesh from one pasuk to a different pasuk, but if it's in one pasuk, then we assume that the rule is that the Sefer interprets the Reisha. It's a qualification to embellish or shed a light on the Reisha, even if it means going Lakula. So when we have a Hekesh in two different Psukim, and we don't know whether to go from A to B or B to A, then the rule of thumb is we always are Makish Lachumra. But when we have a Hekesh within one Pasuk, then it's always going to be that B sheds a light on A. And the Sefer of the Pasuk determines the Reisha. Lachain, he says,
but the Sefer, the pasuk we already learned, is Rishut. We know that from the pasuk.
Well, again, I can only
Devarim,
right. I can only suggest the Pnei Yoshua, that Pnei Yoshua says that since it says Tochal, then we interpret it as a Chova. Okay, so that was the previous discussion we had. But again, the Gemara is certainly using this as Kumachol Mat.
That's not a halachic discussion. The halachic discussion is that it's reshus, even though it says the word tocha. You have also in Dvarim, sheishes yomim tocha matzah.
Okay, and Rabbi, I can't answer all the questions. As I told you before, the question is better than the answer. Well, the question is better than the answer, but all I have is the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua says that the Kumachol Matzah here is based on the Nusach of the Pasuk. And if you add the Urayim is saying that the Nusach of the Pasuk of Kumachol Matzah, meaning Tochal Matzahs, is coming to teach me that the Reisha of the Pasuk, meaning Lo Sochal Olav Chametz, only refers to those who are included in the Tochal, in the Kumechol Matzah. Therefore, says the Urayim, Kevan Shesofa Pasuk Nemra Beloshon Mitzvah Sachila. Now, the Nusach of the Pasuk is Eat Matzah, Umechiv Zu Noshim Pturos, is Malame, the Sofa Pasuk coming to teach us, Al Iser Chomet Shebetchilas HaPasuk, Sha'af Mi Iser Zeh Noshim Pturos. That's the first answer of the Urayim. Again, the Kasha is still a Kasha, but, you know, the Urayim is one of the Rishonim. I can't do better. But now he gives a second answer. The Od Yesh Lomar, he says, Kan... But give me just 1 minute. I enjoy the second answer. He says, The Od Yesh Lomar, the Yosef Mestaba Lidros Lekula, why is there a push Lekula over here in this case of Ekesh? Came on... Shelamadnu b'gzeres shava achilas matzah b'leil rishon shel Pesach me'achilas pas b'leil rishon shel Sukkos. So Sefer Yerayim says that there's a missing line in the Gemara. And what the Gemara really has in mind is a different gzeres shava, which the Gemara formulates in Masechta Sukkah, that equates the first night of Pesach with the first night of Sukkos. And therefore, the Gemara has a push that even though in general we would be Doresh Hekesh L'chumra, and that would imply that a woman should be obligated in the mitzvah of matzah, deriving from the Iser Chometz, but we can't do so. Why? Because a Gzeir Shava is more powerful than a Hekesh. Again, you have to know these are sugyas all over Shas. You know, I'm just shooting it out, you know, Minasofa L'chutz. And he says the Sefer Yerayim, that therefore, Kevan Dinoshim Pturis Misukkah, and the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Chav Ches establishes that we have Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Therefore, by virtue of the Gzeir Shava, women on Tesvav, not B'Nisan, but now we're going on Tesvav, B'Nisan are exempt from the mitzvah of what? Of Matzah. Is Yesh Lefotron Mi Matzah? And therefore, he says, here the Hekesh is going to be Lekula, that the Torah added Matzah together with the Pasuk of Chametz to teach you that women are excluded from the Iser Chametz. So that's the Sefer HaYerayim. And again, I would not, you know, I'd not be aware of the Sefer HaYerayim. I'm not a Bucky in the Sefer HaYerayim, except for the fact that, and we owe gratitude to Masifta that he quotes the Yerayim here, Ba'arichas Dvarim, in the footnote on the page. Now he tells you that he wants you to see...
I don't want to get into that, Michael. Okay. All of this is to support... who is it? Rabbi Eliezer. They're trying to show that Rabbi... It's all for him.
That he doesn't use the word call...
It's called to support Rabbi Eliezer because... Paul
is not coming to include Chametz al Yedei Tarovas in the Iser Kares, but rather it's coming to include women in the Iser Matzah, in the Iser Chametz.
Right. So it's only that Shita that it's supporting. If we don't accept the Shita, all this discussion is really...
is hypothetical.
You know, not necessary.
Right.
Because La Halacha, we happen to follow the other way around. We learn that women are chayiv in matzah because they're chayiv in bal tochal.
Correct. Which is coming around the bend.
The hekesh,
l'chumra. Right. That's what's coming around the bend.
That's the halacha. Okay.
Now take a look at Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. On the second line, he says, "Komashmo and high kol." This pasuk the Muzharos ala Chametz. Okay, then, so far, we're going to read that part of Rashi. There's another part of Rashi that we'll get to very shortly. Now, the language of Rashi is Muzharos al HaChametz. In other words, this limud is coming to present or to offer an Azhara. And this is very strange, this Rashi, because one could have argued, says the Marsha, that the real thrust of this pasuk is not to establish that kol, meaning even nashim, are muzharos al chametz, but rather that they are chayev kares if they violate the isur chametz. So the Marsha wants to know what compels Rashi to add the word, or to formulate the word, muzharos ala chametz. Rashi should have said, komashmon shem chayovas kares ala chametz. Says the Marsha, he says, kevon shegila akosuf shenoshim chayovas kares ala chilas chametz. If the extra word kol, according to Rashi, is coming to include women in the isa kares for eating chametz, then ein lahakish chametz lamatza, lomar shenoshim einon chayovas al achilas chametz. Memela shamanu meaklal sheishva kosev isha leish lechalom sheshiva Torah shein muzharos shelo lechol chametz velokin al achilaso. In other words, he's saying that there's a piece of logic here that Rashi is relying upon, although Rashi doesn't spell it out explicitly, and that is that if the pasuk, as Rashi says, is coming to teach you that women are in violation of an isur kares if they eat chametz, then we cannot accept the hekesh of chametz lematza. Why? Because if this hekesh of chametz lematza is coming to tell you that women are excluded from chametz, the lav of chametz, by virtue of the fact that they are not obligated in the mitzvah of matzah, then how could they be chayiv kares? So the chayiv kares itself must be predicated on the isur achilas chametz. So what Rashi is really doing is he's telling you that from the fact that kol includes women in the pasuk v'nichrasa, ipso facto, when we get back to the hekesh, which is a pasuk that we mentioned before, of lo tochal olav chametz, shivas yom tochal olav matzah, we're not going to equate chametz to matzah to say that just like matzah they're excluded from, they're also excluded from chametz. So Rashi uses the direct understanding of the pasuk, meaning kol v'nichrasa, that's what it says in the pasuk, to teach you that we should not use this hekesh to derive the conclusion that women are exempt from the isur achilas chametz, because that would be an untenable position, since the chayev kares for violating that isur. Okay, now we don't have the hekesh to teach me that women are excluded from chametz. So what is the hekesh? Says Rashi, the kevon, second line from the top, de muzharos alav de chametz, once we've established, since they're included in the isur kares of chametz, then ipso facto they're included in the isur achilas chametz as a lav, is then I'm going to take the hekesh in the opposite direction. And I'm going to say that just like noshim are included in the isur, the azhara of chametz, is therefore chayovas be esei de achilas matzah leil rishon. The afal gav dizman groma, even though the mitzvah of matzah is the mitzvah seishas gman groma, but ki Rabbi Eliezer, just like Rabbi Eliezer derives that the word kol is coming to tell you that nashim are included in the isur kares of chametz, ipso facto in the isur lav of chametz is memela, the hekesh is telling me that women are included in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Why? Ho'el v'yeshnam b'val tochal chametz, den afkalon mikol ochal chametz, is yeshnan. Right, the pasuk says kol ochel chametz v'nichrasa. Right, there's one word in Rashi that's missing. V'nichrasa. So now that we know that women are included in Bal Tochal Chametz, is Memela when I read the Pasuk, Lo Tochal Chametz, Shivas Yom Tochal Matzah, Yeshnan Bikum Echol Matzah. And Rashi is really presenting a preview of what we're going to learn now in the Sugya. He's telling you how this Kamashmalon, in the fact that Rabbi Eliezer is going to use the kol to teach you that women are included in the Isur Chametz as far as Karis is concerned, and now we're going to derive the conclusion that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Hashta, let's read the Gemara. Disrabalu. Now that we have a special reading from kol, that women are Musharos, Bebal Tochal Chametz, Disrabalu Nami Lachilas Matzah. And we're going to derive from this Hekesh that women, to the same extent that they are included in the lav of Achilas Chametz, they are therefore included in the mitzvah saseh of eating matzah. And Kir Rabbi Lozer, as we have the drasha of Rabbi Lozer. Now it's interesting that there are two girsos here as far as the yud is concerned, whether it's Eliezer or Rabbi Lozer. And the correct girsa is Rabbi Lozer, because what we want to derive is a principle from another source that sheds light on our Rabbi Eliezer. So our Tana that we're dealing with here in the whole discussion about Chametz Ayidei Tarovis is Rabbi Eliezer. But we're going to quote Rabbi Elazar to shed a light on Rabbi Eliezer, meaning now we understand the Poel Yotze, the final conclusion of Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, once Rabbi Eliezer includes women in the lav of Bal Tochal Chametz by virtue of the kol, the extra word kol, now we know that they're included in the mitzvah of matzah. And that's actually a statement that was made by Ravi Elazar. Okay, we're leaving out the yud. And he tells you that there's a Tfus Yoshan, an older text, and he has Rabbi Lozer. He says that there's another, okay, I don't want to get into this, there's another possibility that it's a different Rabbi Eliezer. If you have the Yud, that's Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, okay. The Omer Rabbi Lozer, Noshim Chayovas Bachilus Matzah Dvar Torah, Shenemar lo sochal olav chametz shivas yomim tochal ol matzah huksha. We have a hekesh between achilas chametz and achilas matzah, and this teaches us kol sheyeshno bebal tochal chametz yeshno be achilas matzah. And now the hekesh is going in the opposite direction, which would satisfy the sugya in Yevamos that when you have two possible directions, then you implement the hekesh lechumra. We only thought that we should implement the Hekesh Lekula by virtue of the fact that Matzah appears later in the Pasuk, or by virtue of a Gzeira Shava between Matzah and Sukkah. But now that we have a Hekesh, the Hekesh is revealing that any group of people who are included in the Isur Achilas Chametz are therefore ipso facto included in the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Kol sheyeshno bebal tochal chametz yeshno beachilas matzah ani noshi nami hoel v'yeshno bebal tochal chametz is yeshon be kum echol matzah. Now, what I would like to know is the following: are we completely excluding zman groma here? In other words, the Pasuk and the Hekesh is revealing that Zman Groma doesn't play a role over here. Forget about Zman Groma. With regard to other mitzvahs where you don't have this Hekesh and you have no Yalfusa, then we go back to the general rule of Zman Groma and Oshim Peturos. Here, with regard to, let's say, the bag of mitzvahs that are Zman Groma, we're taking matzah out of the bag. And the rule of Ptur that applies to Zman Groma doesn't apply to this mitzvah. We're taking matzah out of the bag. Or are we saying no? It is a mitzvah Seishas Zman Groma, but their obligation to eat matzah is somehow rooted in the lo taseh of lo tochal chametz. It's not exactly, like, for example, we have a pasuk be'erev tochlu matzahs. Do we now, through this hekesh, include women in the pasuk be'erev tochlu matzahs? Or are we saying that they have a chiyuv to eat matzah because of the iser chametz? Not because of the zaitig, the independent mitzvah of kumachol matzah. I'll give you an example of what I have in mind. Kriyas HaMegillah, which is only Darabonon, is a classic case of Zman Grom. And therefore, women should be exempt from Megillah. The Gemara says, Noshim Chayovas Megillah. Why? Because Afein Hoyu Bosa Nes. So I heard from my Rebbe, in the name of his father, he used to quote this very frequently, that Yesh Lachkar, I don't know how to define this. Do I say that Megillah is a mitzvah, Seish Zman Groma, Noshim Pturos, but they're obligated because of Afein Hoyu Bosa Nes? Or does the Afein Hoyu Bosa Nes take it out of the category of mitzvah Seish Zman Groma? In other words, Yesh Lachkar, is it a brand new chiyuv? And then Afkamina, whether a woman could read the Megillah for a man? If you're going to say that Afein Hoyu just completely neutralizes the power of Zman Groma, then women have the identical chiyuv as a man, and I only use Afein Hoyu Bosa Nes as a Gili Milsa to, so to speak, neutralize and undermine the principle of Zman Groma. Now women fall back into the same identical chiyuv as a man. The Bahag says, Baal Halachas Gedolos, that women don't read the Megillah for a man. Says Rav Moshe, the Bahag understood that mitzvah's Megillah is a mitzvah seishas v'an groma. Women are exempt. There's a separate chiyuv, not b'toras mircha Megillah, but b'toras afein hoyu bosanes. And then afkamin is kriya versus shmiya. Like, for example, if it's afein hoyu bosanes, maybe all they need is shmiya. They only have to hear the Megillah. But they don't have a mitzvah of reading the Megillah. And the ikar chiyuv of Megillah is to read the Megillah. So if a woman reads for a man, the Bahag says the man is not yotze. Why? Because they don't have the same chiyuv. And it's fascinating, the Bach, who was obviously centuries before Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, he already has this chakira with regard to Kiddush on Friday night, whether a woman could be motzi a man in Kiddush. The Gemara says that women are obligated in Kiddush because kol sheyeshno b'shamar yeshno b'zachar. And the Bach is not sure if kol sheyeshno b'shamar yeshno b'zachar puts women back into the same mitzvah of Kiddush as a man. And he really vacillates and he's inhibited about a woman making Kiddush for a man. Not because of Kavod HaTzibur or any of those svaros, but simply he doesn't know how to learn this Kol Sheyeshno, where the Kol Sheyeshno puts you back into the original category and completely negates and uproots Zman Groma, or it's a brand new Chiyuv, that since she's included in Shamar, is ipso facto she's included in Zohar, but it's a separate new chiyuv. This is the Bach. You know, the Bach is 5 centuries ago. He's like, again, he came from the city of Brisk, but he wasn't a Talmud of Reb Chaim. So I don't have, honestly, I don't have enough community because I can't think of a hechatimtza where a woman could be motzi a man in the mitzvah of matzah. But we'll come up with an afkamina. But the issue that I'm wondering is about is whether women are, in a sense, exempt from matzah, b'toras zman groma, but we have a brand new chiyuv that's derived from a different source, and that's the hekesh to bal tochal chametz. And that's a brand new entity of a chiyuv, matzah b'toras d'isur chametz. You know, the Gra is famous for his statement that all 7 days of Pesach is a cum of eating matzah. Mirtz Hashem, when we get to the 10th perek, we'll have a lot to talk about this Gon. It actually turns out that this Chiddush of the Gon is in Rishonim already. The Chizkuni ala Torah has it. He was one of the Bali Atosus. But be that as it may, if you would ask me whether women are included in this kiyum mitzvah, it's not an obligation, but a kiyum mitzvah that every matzah you eat is another kiyum called Shiva, I would say for sure women are included. Because this pasuk of Shivas Yomim Tochal Olav Matzahs, which is the source for the Gon, that there's a mitzvah, albeit a kiyuma mitzvah, to eat matzah called shiva, is the source for women being obligated to the mitzvah of matzah. Because the Gemara assumes that ipso facto, we should say that women are not obligated to matzah. Why? Because Be'erev Tochlu Matzah is a classic mitzvah seishas man groma. The only reason they're included in the mitzvah of matzah is by virtue of the hekesh to the Yisur Chametz, which is written here in this pasuk. And this pasuk is talking about Shivas Yomim. So if the Gaon sees that this pasuk is source for the kiyuma mitzvah of matzah called Shiva, then certainly I would apply that to women. I just came near a few on his type. What else did I want to share with you here? There was something else. Okay. Now we have a Mai Chazis. That's always an exciting Gemara. A Mai Chazis Gemara. You could write a thesis on, get a PhD in Talmud from Bar Ilan for Mai Chazis. That would be the topic of your PhD thesis. Very fascinating. When the Gemara asks Mai Chazis, it's probably appears in Shas 100 times, if not 1,000 times. So the Mai Chazis here is the high kol rebuye noshim umifkas eruvo, emol rebuye eruvo, and you shouldn't be marba noshim. You have two options over here. You have the word kol, and the pasuk ends with the word v'nichrasa. In the middle of the pasuk it says machmetzes. We have another pasuk that refers to machmetzes, and there we're referring to the Iser Lav, according to Rabbi Eliezer, of Tarovas Chametz. So now you have a ribuy of kol in the Parsha of Kares. You have two ways to go. You can use it as a ribuy for Noshim, or you can use it as a ribuy for Tarovas Chametz, since the word Machmetzis is written in the Pasuk, which according to Rabbi Eliezer is to be interpreted as Chametz al Yedei Taroves. Why not use the kol as a ribuy for Tarovas Chametz? Then the women are left out in the cold, so to speak. They don't have a ribuy for the Iser of Achilas Chametz, which again, the Havmina was that since they're not included in Matzah, they're not included in the Azhar of Chametz. So my chaz is the high call that the Pasuk call in Ochel Machmetz's Nichrasa is a rebuye noshim, it's coming to including women in the Isra of Achilles Chometz, and then you exclude eruvo, meaning taroves, from the chi of kares. Why not say the other way around? Ema, perhaps the kol is coming to include taroves chometz in the Isra kares, and you have no ribui therefore for noshim, because the only ribui for noshim they had was the word kol, because in the absence of the word kol, we would interpret the hekesh lekula. Again, with the two explanations of the Sefer Yireim, but in any event, the Gemara says it explicitly. We would have said that women are not included in matzah, therefore they're not included in chametz. So I have no source for including women in the Isur chametz. On the contrary, I have a source for excluding women from the Isur chametz. Ella, what? You have the word kol. Well, why do you use the word kol to include women? Why not use the word kol to teach you that Tarovas Chametz generates a chiyuv kares? And again, all this has to do with the concept of a shem chametz, whether Tarovas Chametz is a shem chametz, it's not a shem chametz. You know, Tarovas Chametz is this kind of androgynous here that's right in the middle. It's got elements of chametz, but excluded from chametz. You don't know what it is. There's a lav if you eat chametz like day Tarovas. You get malchus for that, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But you don't get kares. Very strange middle-of-the-road category. Why not say that the word kol machmetzes, the kol is coming to include tarovas chametz as a full-fledged shem chametz. You've already gone halfway or more. You have an isa lav and a chiv malchus. Why not take it to the end and say the kol machmetzes v'nichrasa is referring to tarovas chametz to generate an isa kares? And here the Gemara breaks new ground with a fascinating principle. Mistabra, the rule of thumb should be the following. Koi bi ochlin marba ochlin, koi bi ochlin umarba necholin? The Gemara formulates it as a rhetorical question. The Torah is talking about categories of chametz. And it says kol machmetzes, all categories of chametz. And that's a discussion about ochlin. We're talking about what food is included in this lav, or in this case, included in the chi of kares. What constitutes chametz? And therefore it's logical that since the pasuk is talking about ochlin, it should be marbe necholim. So what's going on over here? The Gemara seems to say exactly the opposite of what we assumed intuitively. It says kol machmetzes lo sochelu. The Gemara says that we're going to take the word kol and we're going to attach it to the end of the pasuk, v'nichrasa. Once we attach it to v'nichrasa, then we're addressing not the necholim, but rather the ochlim. In other words, we thought that let's take the word kol and attach it to the word machmetzes. And it's coming to include new categories of chametz. And that's the purpose of the word kol. Hence, we wanted in the Maichazes to include chametz ayidei taroves in the Issur Karis. Nein, says the Gemara. We're going to take the word kol and we're going to pin the tail on the v'nichrasa. In which case, the Torah is actually adding the word kol to tell you that who is included on the v'nichrasa. Not just the people that you think are included in v'nichrasa, namely the anoshim, but the v'kol is telling me that even the nashim are included on the v'nichrasa because the subject of the word kol is ochlim, not necholim. I mean, if Reb Chaim ever needed a source for Gavra Chefta, you can find it right here. What is the subject of the word kol? Is it Chefta or it's Gavra? If it's Chefta, then you're talking about Necholim, and it's coming to include Chametz Al Yedei Tarovos. If it's Gavra, then it's coming to include Noshim. And they are included amongst the, you know, the categories of Gavra that are included under the Isur Chametz. So now the Gemara has a good answer to my chazes. And if you have a situation where you have a ribui and you don't know which way to go, you have two options, one of which is gavra, the other is chefta, then look at the pasuk. If the subject of the pasuk is gavra, then the word kol is to be interpreted in the light of that pasuk as gavra. And it's breaking new ground as to who's included in the, in this case, the Isur Chametz. If, on the other hand, the subject of the pasuk is chefta, then it's coming to include a chefta. Like, for example, the Gemara is going to talk later on about chelev. And the pasuk says, kol chelev. There, we're not talking about gavra, because there's no women, no reason or rhyme to exclude women. Women are included in all the Yisurim Shabbat Torah. So the Torah says, kol chelev, lo so chelu. Then the word kol is coming to include necholim. But in our pasuk, v'nichrasa, the subject of the pasuk is not necholim, but rather ochlim. Maskif l'Rab Nosson, avur d'Rab Huna. V'kol hecha d'koy bi ochlim. Lo marbe necholim. When the Torah is addressing a punishment for a violation, and the word kol appears in the pasuk, are you telling me that the kol is coming to be marbe ochlim, meaning gavra? That's not true. I'll prove it to you. Because Vatanya the Brice addresses a pasuk of Ayikra Perek Zion regarding the Isur of Achilas Chelev. And the pasuk says, Ki kol ochel chelev min abehema, asher yakriv mimenu ishel Hashem, v'nichras ha-nefesh ochelis me'amel. The subject of the pasuk here is ochlim, is the Isur Kares. The Torah is telling you that if somebody violates this Isur of ochel, achilas chelev, then he incurs a chi of kares. And yet, look what the Brisa does with the word kol that opens up this pasuk. Ein li ela chelev tmimim, sheroi li karev al gabi mizbech, chelev kodshim bale mumim, sheina ru'uyim li karev al gabi mizbech minayin, tamud lomar, mina behema. And then it says, chelev chulin minayin. The pasuk is referring to kodshim. We'll go over this slowly, but just to get the general flow and the purpose, is tamud lomar ki kol ochel chelev. And the word kol is coming to be marbe behemas chulin. So what's going on here? The subject of the pasuk is ochlim, is who's going to get kares, and the extra recall is being used to expand the scope of the nechalim. In the first case, the word kol is going to expand the nechalim to include even an animal that cannot be brought on the mizbeach. And even though the pasuk says kol ochel chelev mina beima shayakav bimenu ishel Hashem, you ate chelev from a carbon that's being brought on the mizbeach, then v'nichrasa, comes the word kol and teaches us that even if this carbon cannot be brought on the mizbeach, why? Because it's a balmum, nevertheless, we include it by virtue of the word kol in the isur of achilas chelev. Then we go on to another pasuk that says ki kol ochel chelev, and that kol is going to expand the scope of the isur chelev to include even beimas chulin. You know, it's very fascinating. We talk about chelev all the time. Do you remember Abose, when we were learning a little bit of krisus, when we were learning Masechta Shabbos, we went through sugyas and krisus on Daf Yutes, all about chelev. Chelev this way, chelev that way. You know, chelev kederech hanoah, chelev shalom kederech hanoah, chelev of mesaseg, mesaseg mechalovim, chelev, chelev, chelev. Where does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat chelev? Do you ever stop and think about that? It doesn't say in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat chelev. It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat chelev of a behema sher yakuv mimenu ishel Hashem. That's an iser of kachim. Nay, we have the word kol, and kol is going to include and expand the ochlin, that even a behema schulin, the chelev is included in this iser of kares. So you see, Rabosai, the Gemara proves that even when the subject of the pasuk is v'nichrasa, namely ochlin, we're nevertheless going to use the word kol as a ribui for necholim. And therefore we're back to square one as far as my chazus. Then we're going to say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, why do you use the word kol machmetzes v'nichrasa as a ribui for ochlin, meaning to include women in the isur chametz? Why not use the word kol to expand the chefta, meaning the necholim, to include even chametz al yedei tarovis? V'ahacha dekoy bi'ochlin v'kamar be'necholim. Even though the pasuk says kol ochel chelev v'nichrasa, addressing the ochlim, nevertheless we use the kol as a ribui for be'mas chulin. So the Gemara comes up with the following rules. You know, we have to have rules and regulations that determine the word kol, whether it's to be used for necholim, to use for ochlim. It depends. Do you have two options? Hasam deleka ochlin. Since women are included in all onshim Shabbat Torah and all Isurim, therefore they're included in what? In chelev. I don't need a pasuk kol to include women, so I'm left stuck with the extra or the superfluous word kol. Is marben echolin? I have no choice. My fallback position is going to be to use kol for necholim, which means that we expand the scope of chelev, and the definition of chelev includes even chelev beima schulin. But here, aval hacha, the ika ochlin, here we have the question of ochlin, whether women are included in the Isur Chametz, because since it says, tochal, shivas yom tochal matzah, that women are excluded from Zman Grama, therefore we would exclude. Now I need the word kol for ochlin. And if all things are equal, and the subject of the pasuk itself is ochlin, then the kol is coming to be marba ochlin. Is lo shavak lu la ochlin umarba necholim. I'm not going to choose Necholim as my first choice over Ochlin. I'm going to take the logical way of interpreting the word kol within the context of the verse, and we're going to use it for Ochlin. We're not going to use it for Necholim. I'm trying to figure out if we have enough time to get to the end of the sugya. Well, I'm going to give it a shot, and if not, then we'll finish it up tomorrow. Frank, the Gemara, the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in the Brisa that we quoted on Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, and they say that there's no chiyuv at all on Tarovas Chametz. The Leslehu Eruv, they hold that Tarovas Chametz is not Asur, is Kol. What do we do with the word Kol? I mean, we said that Kol Machmetzes is coming to include Chometz al Yedei Tarovus. That was the source for Rabbi Eliezer. What did the Chacham do with the word Kol? And the Gemara answers, Kol lo darshi. They don't darshin the word Kol. So it says in the Pasuk, Kol Machmetzes lo sochelu. And we thought, as Rabbi Eliezer believes, that Kol is coming to be Mar B'Tarovus Chometz. They don't have the drasha, the word Kol. Now, the Gemara is going to question this and try to prove that they do, in fact, darshan the word kol. But right now, the Gemara asks a different question. El enoshim minolahu? If you don't darshan the word kol, Rabbi Eliezer had two kols, one in the pasuk of kol machmetzes lo sochelu, and then he had another pasuk of kol ha'ochel chametz machmetzes v'nichrusa. And the first pasuk kol came to include noshim, because otherwise we would have equated it with matzah. Well, now we have a problem according to Chacham. If the Chacham just completely ignore the word kol, which the Gemara is going to reject, the Gemara thinks that the Ha'am meaning of the Gemara, that Rabbanah never accepted the drush of kol, then how do they know the women are included in Baal Tochal Chometz? So the Gemara says, kol lo darshi, but ki kol darshi. In other words, when it says kol machmetzes lo sochelu, they will not darshan the word kol, as Rabbi Eliezer would, and derive chametz al yedei tarovus. But when we come to the pasuk of v'nichrusa, there it says ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrusa. So the extra ki kol, that's already a valid drush. Now, we'll try to figure this out tomorrow, but right now we're going to accept it as some sort of a rule. Maybe it's, you know, like Yud Gimel Midas said, Torah the Dreshes Behen, that you don't darshan kol, you darshan ki kol. The Gemara asks the following question now, for Rabbi Eliezer, right? He uses the word kol, so he, for him, kol is a ribui. And he excludes kares in the case of Tarovas Chametz, because when the Torah says ki kol ocha machmetz v'nichra, so the kol there is used for Noshim, to include Noshim in the Isur Chametz. Is Ema, why not say that Kol Rabbah said Noshim, and Ki Kol Rabbah says a Ruvo? Now, is the word Kol in and of itself, even in the absence of the word Ki, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is a valid drush. When the Torah adds the word Ki to Kol, it's another Ribui. So you have one Ribui from the word Kol, which according to Rabbi Eliezer, we saw, is to include women in the Isur Chametz. Now we have Kikol. The Kikol should include Tarovas Chametz in the Isur Koretz. V'chitem a Kikol, Rabbi Eliezer lo darshi. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds that Kol is enough for a drasha. Ki doesn't add a drasha. V'asanya, we have a Brisa, and the Brisa explicitly tells us that Rabbi Eliezer darshins Kikol. And what's the subject of the Braisa? We're talking about the Isur Lav of Haktaras Siyar Al Gabi Mizbeach. The Torah says, Siyar Bal Taktiru. Let's read the whole pasuk. It says, Kol HaMincha Asher Takriv El Hashem Lo Seyasa Chametz Ki Kol Siyar V'chol Dvash Lo Saktiru Mimenu Ishe Lashem. Now, we have a rule, this is in Masechet Zvachim, that Ein Haktara Pchusa mi kizayis. Just like Achilas Adam requires a minimum of kizayis, so too Haktara al-Gabi Mizbeach, whenever the Torah prohibits it, it requires the minimum of a kizayis. So therefore, when the Torah prohibits Haktaras Siar, meaning chametz, on the Mizbeach, then it's referring to a kizayis chametz. Ainli elakulo. Now, I might think that you have to take a kizayis of Si'or and burn it on the Mizbeach as a full kizayis. And if you don't, then you don't violate the Isa, because we have a principle called Ein Haktara Pochus Mikizayis. Miktsasa, what happens if he takes half a kizayis of Si'or and he's mocked it on the Mizbeach? And the Gemara is not operating now with Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah, but with a special Isa of Si'or Bal Taktiru. Talmud Lomar Kol Siar. The pasuk says, Kol Siar, Kol Dvash V'Kol Siar Lo Taktiru Menu Ishe Lashem. Actually, I switched around the order. Kol siyar v'chol dvash lo saktiru menu ishei Hashem. It's good that Mitch is not here, so he knows the Baal, he's the Baal Kori. But so I made that mistake. So again, it starts with kol siyar, and then it says kol dvash lo saktiru mimenu ishei Hashem. What does the kol come to teach us in the case of siyar? Comes to teach us afilu miktsos, which means that even though in kol Torah kula, you're not chayef for less than a kezayis. Here you're chayef haktoras, less than a kezayis of siyor. A ruvo minayin. How do we know that if you take siyor and you mix it in a taroves, let's say, for example, there's another mincha, and you mix a piece of chametz together with this mincha, how do we know that that's also included in the Isa Lav of Siyar Bal Taktiru, Siyar Losaktiru, Tamaloma Kikol? So you see that Rabbi Eliezer has two drushes. He has one drush from Kol, and that's for Miktsas, and he has another drush of Kikol for the case of Tarovis. So the Gemara says, Man Shamet Le Didarish Kol, Rabbi Eliezer Vikadarish Kikol. So I don't have such great news for you, but we end the Shia today with a kasha, and the Gemara ends it with a kasha, so you can't blame me for this. The Gemara doesn't have an answer. Because even if Rabbi Eliezer says that the word kol in the pasuk of kol ha'ochel machmetzes menichris is referring to noshim, but the pasuk says ki kol, and Rabbi Eliezer is the one who waves the flag that when we dash in kol, we also have a separate drush and a separate rebu from ki kol. And we see that in the Isser of Haktoras Sior al Gabi Mizbeh. Okay, then, Rabosai, we'll stop here. Let's just make a note of where we got up to here on Daf Mem Gimel, Amid Beis, and we're up to the Sugya of Heter Mitztaref Le'Isser. And that's going to already take us back into Yoredeya. Okay, then? All right, Shkach, thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.